St. Hilary, Bishop, Confessor, and Doctor of the Church, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, one day last week, I was in the morning doing my spiritual reading and some work for the sermons and some prayers, and I noticed that the sky had sort of a pink pencil that was laid across the horizon. And I thought to myself, now that's a nice kind of a sunrise, isn't it? And then I looked away from the sky for just a moment, and I was rooting around for a book or two that I needed, and when I looked up again, all the sky was aglow with rose and pink for the rising sun. The thing of it is, you always have to watch because it only lasts for a moment. It's a little bit like the elevation of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that we look up and we say a prayer of adoration, my Lord and my God, and we see our God. In just a moment, the minute passes quickly. Well, we had a moment like that yesterday, as we do very often in the church here for the great feast days. That is to say that yesterday, we'll let St. Gregory Nazianzen tell us, because this was his favorite feast day, the octave day of the Epiphany. Christ becomes radiant with light, he told us yesterday in the Divine Office. Or better still, he floods us with the brilliance of his light. Christ is baptized. Let us descend with him, so that with him we may also ascend. So when Christ was baptized, he kept the feast of it yesterday, he saw the Blessed Trinity. Think how it must have been for the people that were waiting at the Jordan River. There would have been some ladies who had not been leading a very good life, but they had heard about St. John and they had come out to reform. And then there would have been some soldiers, probably, and the soldiers were going to reform too. And there was a long line, and our Lord was in line, and maybe they didn't know that our Lord was the Lamb of God. And maybe they were thinking different thoughts, like the ladies were thinking about how they had to be good from now on. And the soldiers were very grateful that St. John told them, just do your duty and pay back anything that you stole, and that's about all you have to do right now. And so everyone was thinking about being sorry for their sins and changing their life. And all of a sudden, the sky opens. Our Lord comes down from heaven, God the Holy Ghost. And everybody hears the voice of God the Father, and light shines from Jesus standing there in the River Jordan, all glistening, wet, but anointed with the Holy Ghost. That is to say that everybody now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, can see that he's God. And then, in an instant, like a dawn or an elevation, it's over. But the people will remember, and they'll never forget. They saw the Blessed Trinity manifests itself. As you and I could never forget, I'm sure, a single great feast day or Easter or Christmas or elevation of the Mass. Now, today, the church is in sort of a, time to get back to work mood. In fact, in the old days, this is when school would resume after the Christmas break, and they would call the school term Hilary term, after today's saint, whose name means happy, because you're always supposed to be happy to go back to school, St. Hilary of Poitiers. St. Hilary was a great doctor or teacher of the church, of the great doctrine of the Trinity, which we saw yesterday in glory. Today we think about how St. Hilary, in a very sort of a everyday, hard, difficult way, taught and defended to others. So now as we're getting back to work, and the great part of the Christmas celebration is over, and we're just continuing the Christmas season now, we have a wonderful teacher to bless us for our new school term. He was raised a pagan in France, and he was a very good student. I think he learned Latin very well, and later on when he wrote his sermons, and he wrote 12 books or long chapters on the Blessed Trinity, he developed Latin in such a way that he could use the Greek theological terms. So that means he really learned his language very well, which he then put to the service of Almighty God. Well, he was a very thoughtful pagan, and he was a good reader, which is a good thing to be thoughtful and a reader. And he started reading sacred scripture, and he started thinking about the world. And he thought to himself, if we're not made for a better world than this world, then whoever made us didn't do us any favors. He said that at one point as a pagan. And then he started to think some more and to pray and to read the scriptures more deeply, and he realized the truth of our Lord's divinity and the Blessed Trinity and the Catholic Church. And he and his wife and his daughter were baptized. Then at that point, the bishop died, and they needed a new bishop. And back then, the people would just sort of elect the bishop. And they thought there would be nobody better than this very educated convert who was very zealous. And some people said, well, he does have a wife and a daughter. And they said, well, sometimes there could be a special dispensation. So he separated from his wife and his daughter, and they all led a very holy life, and he became the bishop. Well, very soon, there came the heretics, and the heretics were denying that there was the Blessed Trinity, and they denied the light or the truth of our Lord's divine person and nature. And Saint Hilary got after them, and he got after the Bishop of Arles, because his name was Severianus, and he was a heretic. And so the Bishop of Arles thought, I'll get back at you, and he denounced him to the emperor, who favored the heretics, and his name was Constantius. He was the son of Constantine the Great. So for his punishment, he was made to go all the way to Phrygia, which is a part of Turkey. And Julian the Apostate was just a soldier at that time in charge of France, and Julian was in charge of marching this man off. Well, Saint Hilary used his time so well, writing books about the Trinity and giving sermons and having debates, that finally the heretics said, well, send him back to France. He's just making too much trouble here in Phrygia, out east. So he was sent back to France, and he did even more wonderful work to defend the Catholic faith there his whole life long. One of the last things that he did was to go down to Milan in Italy and have a debate with the heretic bishop there to prove him wrong about these great doctrines of our faith. So that's a little bit about today's saint, who's a get-back-to-work kind of a saint, who is going to bless us and help us for the whole of this winter term, I am quite sure. Remember, children, you never know. Something that you learn in school, because you're paying attention and working hard, may come in ever so handy during your vocation in life later on, whatever it might be, and pray God some of you will be priests or religious or brothers. It'd be a wonderful thing. And you mustn't waste anything, because you never know. You might need this little bit of mathematics, and it's actually quite useful to be able to spell. And you have to learn your grammar, because it wouldn't do if you don't know English. All the rest of it. And your Latin too, and of course German, such a handy language. You have to study all of those things when the time comes as well as you can, because who knows? Our Lord may pitch on you and say, you so-and-so, you are meant to be the great defender of the faith. And then you'd have to think to yourself, I can do it if God wants me to. So use your time well now during Hilary term, and may Saint Hilary bless us all and make us to use all of our talents well, because one day our Lord may need us to defend our holy state. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.